Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit the other hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Friday.
I know, it's a double good whammy. Welcome to 2015, my friend. Super Don is here, RSB is here, and a load of cast of characters are going to join us today, including the healing revolutionary himself, Dr. Frank King. Now, are you hungover, Super Don? You feel okay? I mean, I know
I'm
it's
not.
A second, but...
I'm not. I'm just not a drinker.
No,
I'm
me
just,
either.
You know, I had my day, and it's just not worth it. It's just not...
If I had a mimosa, it'd be 99.95%.
A mimosa?
I said if I had one.
Don't drink mimosas. Are you kidding me? Would you like a Cosmo?
Wait. No. Could I have a Shirley Temple?
A Shirley Temple, yeah.
So you see, this is how real men go into the new year. I said if I had one of those things, it would be 99.95% orange juice, freshly squeezed from an organic orange. And maybe a 0.5% of alcohol that's already present in it by nature. I mean, I guess somebody could try and slip some champagne in it, but I'm not going to do it. So
that's the worst hangover right there.
Is it?
You ever had a champagne hangover?
You know, I've heard that for years, but I've never been one to drink champagne, so I can't say I personally know that.
One time was all it took for me. Never again.
Remember, if you've consumed imbibed, hydrate, get some of the Echo Water for the new year as well. That's still going on. We want you to get it plugged in and hydrate. Of course, hangover remedies, homeopathics as well. We hope that you've eaten lots of green kale or collard greens or whatever else you do as your traditional start to the new year. I'm going to ask Dr. Frank King about his start to the new year, if he has any traditions. Do you have any that when you, you know, the first of the year you open up and you say, this is the first thing we got to do?
You mean on a personal level?
Yeah, you know, a family thing, whatever
you do. You know, not right. You know, I used to do that. You know, it's like, oh, well, this is what they're going to do and, you know, set goals and stuff like that. And that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But for a guy like me, my goals have to be very short term.
Yeah.
And, you know, baby steps.
Right.
But, no, you know, it's like I just more or less just kind of live every day for the day for the most part.
Yeah.
And because a lot of times when you do these New Year's resolutions,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're kind of.
You're setting it up for
yourself.
Disappointment. Well, we're going to try and help you through that. And that includes you, Super Don, because Dr. King and I will discuss New Year's resolutions and how to keep them. So that'll be kind of cool. Appropriate for the new year. Also, a New Year's resolution is an old year's resolution. I think we do well with this. We respond to the listeners, to you who listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, who make this all possible, to whom we are eternally grateful. And once again, asking you to say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And the great healing stories we get to share, it's because of those companies that make it possible to do this. And, of course, Natural News Radio, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, have been so gracious in his promotion of the show over the years through Natural News, as well as our friends, as our syndicator, Genesis Communications Center. Genesis Communications.
Genesis Communications Corporation.
Yeah. But anyway, we GCN Network. As well as, of course, Epic Times, Jerry Doyle, and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and UK Health Radio. I know you guys are about 12 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours ahead of us, depending on where you are, into the newest of New Year's. And we're grateful for you as well. And speaking of grateful listeners, We have a listener comment of the day, I shall say. We'll start with Sandra, the first one of the new year that we're able to get to. And she says, Happy New Year, Robert, Super Don, and all of the regulars on the show. The regulars. Are there any regulars? Do we have regulars?
Well, I would say every Monday we've got Batar. On Wednesday we've got Ty. On Friday we've got Dr. King. And on Sunday, I'm living in the past.
You're living in the
Thursdays
past.
Thursdays now.
That we'll is a new Jonathan announcement.
Emort.
Thursdays with Emort. The Sacred Fire of Liberty every Thursday evening will kick off the show. And I'd call them a match and misfit of irregulars, because if they're on the Robert Scott Bell Show, there's nothing regular about them, and that's good. They're independent-minded, spirited, not willing to kowtow to authoritarianism or authoritarians. So stick around for a lot more of that in the new year, we promise you. Now, this is from Sandra, I should say. Sandra has been with us for a long time, and she'll send some questions and comments over time. And this is a good one to start with. Relates to hospitals and the danger of hospitals, because that has been an ongoing story here, and it will continue to be in this year. She says, I'm continually horrified and appalled by the actions of, quote-unquote, good hospitals. My daughter is interning in labor and delivery, and she comes home and tells me what goes on. Just the other day, yet another woman was in labor and started to push as she was supposed to. The doctor, however, could not make it to the hospital for a while, so they stopped her labor with injections. They stopped her labor. Just stop her labor until I get there.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah. Then she and the baby developed a dangerous fever, so they injected both the mom and the baby inside the womb with antibiotics.
Oh.
And this brought down the fever until the doctor could get there and deliver the baby. I'm not involved in that, and I hear about these things, and here's another first-hand account or second-hand account. Sandra goes on to say, stopping labor is a typical and usual practice until doctors can get there. I am urging her, when the time comes, to use a birthing center and a midwife, anything but the hospital. I agree, Sandra. And I'm telling you, what's wrong with nurses? Nurses can't deliver babies? Midwives? Why do they have to wait for the doctor? It's nonsense.
I believe you might be dealing with some type of a legal liability issue.
Insurance issue. Again, yeah. Garbage. Third parties violating the sanctity of humans coming onto the planet. All right. Sandra says, thank you for educating us all on all of the things that you do. Your show is much appreciated. Well, it's a nice way to start the year with a little bit of appreciation, because you know how much we don't often feel loved here on the Robert Scott. No, we do. The vitamin
Aww.
Health is important, right?
Yeah.
No, but keep the love coming. We do appreciate it so very much, because that's what really, really drives me. And I know Super Don doesn't mind the vitamin L either.
Take it where we can get it.
Yeah. Okay. You're on for the Liam segment.
No.
No, that's not what I meant.
Don't twist my words.
No, and do please listen in. Again, it's an adult conversation we've got coming up a little later in the show, but it is not purient. It is not indicating that we're desiring to go back to the hippies free love movement. That's an immature understanding of the communication and the discussion on relationships that we are going to have in this new year. And it really does take, in so many ways, Super Don, the things I talk about, and whether it's about relationships or whether it's about medicine or economics or politics, it does require, or at least ask politely, I hope, that people are adults and they listen with their adult ears. Even though we've got, kids that listen, we'll warn you if the discussion gets a little too in the adult realm. But for the most part, even the teens that are on board with us listening to the show, I think I expect that there's a level of maturity there, that they listen to this show. And certainly we do a lot of silly stuff and have great humor. But underneath it is a serious heart of discussion about things that are undiscussable in the mainstream media, that big government, big pharma, and big media do not ever want us to discuss, because it calls into question what they do. Not for us, but to us, in the guise of being something that they're not, benevolent deliverers of information, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, we could do what everybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. I mean,
what
it'd be
that?
Easy. Get all the bullet points. We're going to talk about this story and that story and us and 50 other talk show hosts will be talking about the same thing. That's the reason why we do what we do, because we want to go, outside the box, and look at things from a different perspective that's different.
Right.
Than what the majority of the mainstream media is doing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And look, Super Don, I'm grateful to you because you ground me. Because we talk about it. And I talk about it on the air sometimes how, we'll go over the stories of the day. Sometimes I'll have more time to look through them or not. But, even if I do, a lot of times, the first sentence or the headline just sends me off in a place. And then I can hear you in the background quietly going, Robert, what about the story? What about the story? And I can always count on you to bring me back.
You missed the punchline, the punchline. Come on. Yeah.
So,
it is. There's so many different directions you can go with things, and you're just a wealth of information that it's, you know, how do you pin you down to just, you know, one direction? You can't do it. That's not how we do it here.
No, I'm just the squirrel of health talk radio.
Squirrel.
Going everywhere. But I think the thing is, The principles that have guided me in my life, or that I've had to discover in my life, and it's not like they're new per se. Maybe they're new for you or new for me at any given point in time. But they're that's where you prove these things to yourself, and then you come out and I have a great degree of deal of passion, and maybe my opinions are strong, but it isn't to beat anybody over the head with my opinions. Perhaps maybe to inspire, incite, or if I ever infuriate you. It is not done with the intent necessarily, unless I say so. I'm hoping that you're mad at me right now, right? If I do that, it might be to a pro-vaccine aficionado, for instance. But for the most part, it's to get you to think. It's about to question, the things that you've been told your whole life, because a lot of my life has been about discovering the lies that were told to me, undoing them, deprogramming from them, and finding out what really works in health and healing and in love and life and economics and politics and all of that. And so we'll continue our journey together here in 2015. And I'm just so grateful that you're with us. Please, all I ask is you not only say thanks to those who support us, but spread the word, pay it forward. Tell other folks about this. Why do you like the show? What do you get out of it? And tell others. And that way we can help to grow this message and empower people. Because certainly we don't want any more followers. We want more people to lead industrious, inspiring lives, and the lives that inspire us as well as themselves and others. So thank you for being here, Super Don. We're ready to rock and roll in the new year.
Let's do it. Bigger and better things to come.
And this is it. Time to break, and we're going to be back with Dr. Frank King, Living on Purpose, talking about New Year's resolutions, how to keep them, only here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, on the count of three, here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
We are going to start a revolution, okay?
The revolution will be broadcast.
Woo!
Say you want a revolution.
Happy New Year, Dr. King. It's a healing revolutionary new year, if there ever was one. It starts right now.
Well, you know what I love about New Year's, Robert?
What is it about New Year's that you love?
Each one keeps getting better.
Yay.
When you're living on purpose, when you're finding, how to live successfully, you can make each year the best year of your life.
Beautiful. And for those of you listening with a hangover, we warned you. We told you last week what to do. And if you didn't, it's on you, not us. But remember the hangover relief from King Bio. It's never too late.
Or if it's heartburn from overeating, mm-hmm. It's never too late. The heartburn formula is wonderful. It's time to regain. And this is the second. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people have already broken their New Year's resolution.
Oh, man, already? Don't bum me out. Let me ask before we get, because I want to obviously talk to you about maintaining the New Year's resolutions instead of losing it already. For those of you who haven't already lost it on the second day of the new year, Dr. King, are there any kind of interesting traditions that you have? Because I grew up in the South, of course. A Jewish boy in the South didn't know about things. I had to learn from my farm boy friends. You know, I had a lot of really Southerners, and I got Southernized. Like black-eyed peas were very important on the New Year's Day meal, and collard greens, things like that. Do you have anything like that?
I grew up right between Cleveland, Ohio, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where our farm, family farm. And we had, yes, we do, and we still do. And my wonderful Northern California wife has now adopted these as every New Year's, where we have mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, and kielbasa.
That is definitely not so Southern, the sauerkraut and kielbasa.
No, this is more, you know, near Youngstown, Ohio, we were a melting pot. And, you know, we had just, you know, with it being a steel city, mm-hmm. we had a broad spectrum of foreigners.
A lot of Germanic influence.
Yeah, a lot of Eastern European, you know, and just, you know, so that was a main thing that we had was the sauerkraut, which mm-hmm. was, hey, sauerkraut's always, you know, when in doubt, thick sauerkraut.
Yeah, bring it out and eat that sauerkraut. Very nice. Also remember, again, I've got some just funny stories because we were like fish out of water. You know, mom was from Israel, dad was from Brooklyn. And, you know, so I had this mishmash of cultures and traditions that were or were not there. And so I had to learn a lot from my friends in the South. And one of the things, they said, put some money under your plate, you know, or you got to sell something on the first day or something. But I switched it up from Federal Reserve notes, and now I use like silver dollars, real silver, so we can go back to the true coin, so to speak.
You're not into play money?
Yeah, you know, the Monopoly money was great for Parker Brothers, but it's just not really great long term, even though we know there's going to be economic discourse that will go on beyond any paper dollar collapse. The reality is, you know, nature finds a way. If we honor nature, we learn from nature, we can interact. And, you know, it's why we encourage folks to learn how to interact on a local level, a local basis, should this internationalism on every front kind of diminish over the coming years.
We have some really solid people around us where we live in a cove, and it's a no outlet road. Great place to have is coves. If you ever want to invest in a cove. A cove is kind of like here in the mountains mm-hmm. where you have some stream coming down through. Usually the stream starts up in a spring in the upper part of the cove.
Right.
Where you have this indentation into the mountain and the stream's coming down through the middle of it. And you have, you know, like I said, your own source of water. Nobody can contaminate it. You know, you've got control in a cove, you know, and it's just mountain ridges all around three sides of you with usually a view we have off one, you know, going out over the cove. It's a great stability place. You know, when you're looking for stability, when you're looking for, you know, where you have control, you know, have the perfect water, so pure water source.
Well, you're making strategic decisions for the future. We recognize this planet is rife with all kinds of things that you can't necessarily predict, but you try to make the best choices you can. Just like we talk in the Healing Revolution, making the best choices for our health and our healing. And of course, as we enter our New Year's resolution phase in 2015, we're going to take our first break here with Dr. Frank King. Just so excited to start the new year with him together. KingBio.com is the place to go if you haven't tapped into the healing revolution and filled your medicine cabinet with the things that you need to be ready for. What are you waiting for? Go out and do it. 800-543-3245. 800-543-3245. All of the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. And we'll be right back with more of Dr. King and our healing revolutions or resolutions. How do we maintain them and not lose them into the new year? We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Just talking with Dr. King on the break about New Year's resolutions, and one of the ones you brought up, and I want everybody to hear about it, what a great resolution. Find a mentor in a particular area that you feel like you need to gain experience on. Like, you know, next hour I'm going to talk with my good buddy Liam Sheff, who's going to talk about permaculture. You know, if you don't live on a farm, can you grow your own food? Find mentors that can teach you that. I think that's a brilliant idea, Dr. King.
You know, it's one that really has paid great dividends for me back when in the late 60s, early 70s, I came across a mentor. His name was Carl. And I talk about Carl in my book, The Healing Revolution. And Carl was one of these, he had one big giant eyebrow across his forehead. You know, he had
the unibrow.
He had hair all over his ears and even growing out of his nose. And, you know, but he was this amazing born Eastern European guy who lived off the land all his life. And he was into organic gardening and, you know, finding herbs in the wild and, you know, just was amazing. I've learned so much from Carl, and I always made it a commitment to take and learn the value of living off the land from people that have multiple generational experience doing this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lost art. I encourage everyone to seek out and try to find people like this. And just recently, I have, my mentor that I have right here in the cove that I was talking about that we live in.
Yes.
He has just built his own log cabin at the age of 77. Another big, beautiful, nice log cabin. And with this great heating system with this wood stove for the whole house, just amazing, beautiful log cabin. And I was up there, chatting with him, looking, and his garage was full of split wood, you know, and I said, there's something from Helen and Scott Nearing back in the early 70s, a book I read called Living the Good Life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it was one, and I said, there's nothing, you know, split wood under shelter is more valuable than money in the bank. And I thought that was a real great life lesson that we were just chatting about, Robert, in the first section, you know, section of our talk was, about having what is really valuable.
Yeah, what is valuable? I mean, that is a question a lot of people are asking, Dr. King, as we've been living in a culture and a country that has embraced materialism, never before on the planet. And I think a lot of people are finding it hollow, you know, that it isn't the fulfillment that they thought it would be in the 20th century, for instance. And they're even the young people looking at something different. What is valuable in life really?
That's right. I think that sounds like a creative New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, besides your typical, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to exercise more, or maybe improve in some relationships. Those are the ones, and they're the greatest failure rate, of course. But many times we want to look deeper into the roots of things about our lives and find more fulfillment through, you know, the dynamics of having some new mentors in your life to help. And that's where you can really change. That's where you can find transformation when you are being mentored in arenas that you feel could be very helpful, like having a Carl like I had or a Henry. Mm-hmm. These are, lost arts that are multiple generational that's going away in the 21st century. And, it's going to take, that could be lost for many, many generations if we don't seek out these people and really try to tap into that wisdom that these older people are walking around with.
Yeah, exactly. And if we talk about the things that really have value, at the end of the life cycle for people, they'll always say, the memories that they created, the time they got to spend with their loved ones, more than they say, oh, the awesome car I had, right? Those are cool things too, and not to discount them, but the time spent with family, the quality relationships. And, one of the most important relationships we have should be with ourselves, our own cells in our body, which is the message, every time we have a symptom, the body is trying to communicate something to us. And much of the time in the Western world, we've spent being taught that those messages are bad. They must be suppressed or squashed or destroyed. And of course, with the great, negative detriment to our health. And what this healing revolution is about, you've written about it in the Healing Revolution book as well, is that opening the lines of communication, listening to the body. How do we tap into, for instance, the knowledge that maybe, it has been hidden from us because of other things that have distracted us from them?
Well said, as so you always do, Robert. Thanks for being my mentor. I just appreciate your wisdom so much. What are we dealing with right now? What is our bodies telling us? Oh yeah, we're overeating. Look at the appetite and weight control in homeopathy, and then, do what I encourage everyone should be tapping. There's a tip for the new year. I call it TIP. That's tap into potential. And we can tap into the potentials that we are laying resonant or maybe more so dormant within us. And we can tap into those so we can fix and tap away those extra cravings for food and start tapping in a desire to be more active, get out and do new things. We might just be finishing with recovering from the latest bowl games in football and, sitting on the couch all day watching football and eating because, in Tao we're like stuffed, we have indigestion, we have bloat, we have gas, we have whatever it might be, weight gain and lack of energy. Get out and start doing new things and transforming your lives in a functional way. Go out and maybe, split some wood or get into some landscaping. Start working with the land you have. Mm-hmm. Even though you might not be living there all your life, you can make it a better place. You can make what little bit you have at the moment and make it more valuable. So you can, even go to the next level and buy that bigger place with more land and more freedom to it, perhaps. But work with what you have in front of you and make it a better thing. That's one of the things I find is most fulfilling growing up on a farm was looking out and saying, wow, this was an overgrown woods, almost it was a field at one time. It overgrown. We've cleared it. We've made it a beautiful place. It's a productive piece of land that is producing, whether it's grasses for animals or crops for humans, whatever it might be, you've done something. I always said that the farm for me was my golf course and it was a productive place. Yes. It was a place where, we're living off the berries that I planted, decades ago and still living off of those berries. And, and it's so wonderful to see, the fruit of our labor that we can enjoy for decades to come. And, whether it's that water feature in your backyard or some of the berries that you've planted or the fruit trees and all these other things that you could be, the gardens, aesthetics of it, shaping. We turned this big overgrown pine shrub into it looked like an ostrich when I was done with it. And I kind of went back and I kept trimming this tree, this evergreen, until, you know, over probably about an 8-year period, it became really a refined looking ostrich with its wings kind of like it was running. And
it's like you're doing a larger bonsai, if you will, shaping these things. That's so cool. Topiary, I think, is a name they use as well.
Yes. And, you know, so those are just all these can be, you know, ways that you can invest into your lives and make it something you can bear the fruit of that, whether it truly is a real fruit or just the enjoyment of seeing, you know, your work that you've done every time you pull into your driveway. Those are great things as far as thinking outside of the box about New Year's resolutions that can make the biggest difference in your life.
Well, and I hear from you and I hear from a lot of folks, and it's a yearning inside of me as well to connect, reconnect, reconnect, with the natural world. So much of what we've done is to kind of technologize ourselves out of a perceived need that we have to have that connection. But there's that missing aspect of life, just as breath. We cannot live without it. The natural world, we rely upon it as much as some would like to perceive or believe that they could conquer it and still be okay. The big move, I think, in this 21st century is to go back to the natural world, learn from it, learn from her, however you want to perceive it. And then, as you say, enjoy the bounty, living off the berries, you said, enjoying the fruit of your labor. What was the fruit of the labor? It was actually fruit, you know, that would keep bearing year after year, if you did a lot of work in the front end and then just kept it and maintained it and supported it. So there's a lot of things. And I say finding a mentor, which is, to me, is one of the most important messages that we could share going into the new year. When you talk about a resolution, the resolution to find a mentor can pay back, you know, in decades of benefits.
It certainly can. You know, that reconnecting with nature is the sixth of the eight essentials in my book, as we manage the eight actual essentials of life. It's so important that we did just a little bit in each one of these eight essentials would pay greater return and dividend to you than trying to do a lot in just a few, two or three of the essentials. You know, I encourage everyone to think about, okay, let's look macro in the big picture of my life and what is really missing. Where am I lacking? And compare it to the eight essentials and see where your balance is in those eight essentials. And you can find the holes in your wholeness this way. You can find, wow, I haven't been connecting with nature. Or, you know, maybe that's a strength of yours and you have been connecting with nature, but you haven't been connecting maybe with people in a healthy way, you know, and getting that balance of healthy relationships. You know, so, you know, look around at what those missing links are in the eight essentials. Maybe you just haven't been doing any natural healing techniques on yourself or with others. And the hands-on techniques that we teach are so vital to really, because we all need that touch. We all need that nurturing and that caring. So, you know, looking around and just look at these eight essentials, everyone will find some missing links in those essentials. And you'll only be as strong as those missing links.
Yeah, those missing or weakest links. All right, stand by. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more resolutions and maybe some more remedies that can help you maintain them, that health that we'd like to see you have here in the new year. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Remember, if you're not sure where to go, all the links are up at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Each and every week, we do the Healing at Revolution together, kicking off the new year with Dr. Frank King, and it's kingbio.com. They are at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, talking about how do we keep those new year's resolutions or make more efficient that resolution you are sticking to. How do we make it more efficient? Like, for instance, you want to quit smoking. We don't want you to try Chantix. I personally don't, because it's, if you've read the side effects of that drug, it includes death. No, don't do it. But homeopathy has been dealing with addiction for a long time. So that's just another thought as we think of some of these common resolutions, Dr. King.
Yeah, I'm addicted to homeopathy, Robert. What can I say?
You and me, but we don't want to get rid of that one.
No, it's like being addicted to love.
Mm-hmm.
Right? in a higher sense.
Yes.
And it is. It's about, yes, we can look at some of the basic things here, Robert, of what is it that most people fail at? It usually is diet and exercise. So those are two things that I feel homeopathy can help a lot. The appetite and weight control is a wonderful way to begin to correct those dietary aberrations that we might be carrying around with us. And so appetite and weight control and tapping the TIP, the tip for us in the new year, we can transform ourselves by tapping these key acupuncture points that either begin or end on the face or head are the main ones. And these we can truly transform as we say positive affirmations, and it can transform us into a new being. Now, while we tap these, and it gets reprogramming, it's like resetting our software. It's like hitting that little reset button. And when it comes to motors and electronics, that's about the end of my knowledge. Hmm. So once I hit that little red button, if that doesn't work, I'm calling the specialist or bringing in somebody, one of the guys on our farm that can fix anything. It's always good to have those guys in your life, or gals. And so, it's real important, as where you move into this new year, we move in as being a new creation. Look at being a new person, becoming the whole person that we are all designed to be. We all have that power and ability to be whole again. And if we can keep that image first and foremost in our minds, in our hearts, in our wills, and in our emotions, we become a whole being. Let's aim, a lot of times we're aiming at the wrong target, or we're setting the bullseye too low, mm-hmm. and we might have to raise it up a little higher, if we really want to make that transformation and know that we don't have to be the same people this year that we were last year.
Right. Raising the goal, raising the target. And also remembering that homeopathy is a go-to remedy. I want to see that it's just the natural extension. Dr. King, after all these years, we'll find that people, they'll discover what we're doing on the air, and I'll ask them about, do they have remedies at home in their cabinet, whatever. And still, it's a smaller percentage of the larger percentage of people who are into natural health and healing. We've still got a ways to go to bring homeopathy fully back into that healing revolution for people.
You should, creating your armamentarium at home with homeopathy. The word home, homeopathy begins with the word home.
Yes.
It's so important to have, if we want to be empowered people, we want to have a good armamentarium homeopathy. You know, look through our website. You'll find remedies that not only will help you or help your family members or even in as well as friends. So think about it. Oh, and the second most failed New Year's resolution after diet is exercise, where we have so many great remedies to improve your results from your exercise. I love two that have really been good for me. The Sporting Edge,
yep,
which will improve your ability to go out and exercise and make further gains. When you're getting gain and experiencing gain from your exercise, that's the greatest feedback we can all have. So getting that gain, that Sporting Edge formula.
And real quick, one other one, because we're almost out of time, believe it or not.
I got to go with Muscle Maximizer, Robert. You know, that is a great remedy. You'll see the fruit of your working out. You'll see the definition in your muscles. You'll see, you know, the growth and where you need some more growth in muscles, both men and women.
I recommended that one along with Super Don. We recommended that one for a listener who was wanting to bulk up because he was having trouble gaining weight. So beautifully said. Sporting Edge Muscle Maximizer. Get fit, get healthy, tap into the healing revolution, pun intended. Dr. Frank King, my good friend, what a way to start the new year. So grateful for you.
It's an honor, Robert, to have somebody like you at my side. Hmm. Thank you for being my mentor.
And the message is the same here. The power to heal
is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, welcome back. Super Don and I just chatting here as we start up the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes. Ready, set, go.
Yes.
Hey, we got Chris Barr coming up. Thank you again to Dr. Frank King. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And I guess Joyce Riley has a show, Power Hour. Got to remind everybody, call me up early because we got to wake up early. And Super Don just doesn't go to sleep.
May be doing the show from bed. I mean, I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's the 8th. That's normally advanced medicine. By the time we're doing the Dr. Batar segments, I'm going to be sleeping because we'll have been up so early. But I think that's 8 to 11 a.m. East Coast time, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific on Monday. So that'll be the 8th of December. We are scheduled to host the Power Hour. Why do they call it the Power Hour? There's 3 hours.
Yeah, it should be the Power Hours.
The Powers Hours.
Yes.
The Austin Powers Hours. Yes, we can do
that. There you go.
All right, Chris Barr coming up. We got some more whole food nutrition discussion, and I'm going to drill down on some origin points for Chris. I'm fascinated with the starting points of where he got the information he did, and we'll share some stories of healing and answer another question of the day from a listener about cancer after having succumbed to the treatment for cancer. So stand by for that. What else we got? Listener questions, listener comments. You know, I was concerned a little bit, halfway concerned, because I'm a sensitive guy. You know that, occasionally. And we had a question or a comment. I was kind of asking, am I being too hard on doctors? And I know I never asked that of Dr. Batar, because then he'll beat me up. He'll like, no, Robert, you're being too nice, right? And I think it was that day, a couple of days ago, I was so emotional because of the HPV story. You know, the woman that I had met through a friend who, you know, had a mysterious ailment in her 12-year-old daughter. And I just got so disgusted that I think I called them stupid and idiot. And, you know, I want to use the term today, moron. They're morons. You know, also the doctors that are promoting flu shots, they're morons. They can't read the medical literature. When the CDC says it doesn't work, sorry, go, but get it anyway. No, you're a moron, doctor. So anyway, we got a little support from our friend Sandra. She says, go for it, Robert. I literally had to stand up to my daughter's pediatrician when I did not let her get the HPV shot. We argued. I had research and white papers and gave them to her on the risk, and she didn't care. That's what he's talking about, her daughter's doctor. I was so angry, I literally got out of my chair to stand up to her authoritarian arguments. Then she turned to my daughter and tried to scare her into defying me. So glad I didn't cave in. Keep up the good work, Sandra. Well, Sandra, God bless you for standing up to protect your daughter. Yeah.
That's a brave doctor.
Right. I know.
Are you kidding me? Try and get my kid to defy me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that doctor, you know, would deserve being cold cocked. Again, not promoting violence, but come on.
Rhetorically cold cocked.
Yeah. She's visiting, attempting to visit violence on her daughter or your daughter or my daughter. Hell no. That ain't happening. So with that, Sandra, again, we need more parents to stand up. That's the backbone that needs to be returned to the American family, the moms and the dads, the patriarchs and matriarchs, to protect the children, not the ones that go, oh, yes, doctor, or yes, government official, no government official, anything you say. No, enough with the slavery, and enough, of course, with asking permission where none is required. And when it comes to the health of yourselves and your loved ones, the permission is never required. They're just convincing you otherwise. But that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up, robertscottbell.com. You can even see, we're not making this up, these questions of the day do come in, either from the social networks, which you can follow me on Twitter, RSBell, at RSBell Media, or, of course, on Facebook and other places. Here's one. This is kind of a question that's kind of an easy one, softball, but maybe it's a new listener. This is coming from Kim. She says, Dear Robert, how is Obamacare going to affect Americans?
Fortunately, we can look at how it has affected Americans so far. Right?
Yes, we know that the prices have gone up. The limitations on what you can choose for health care are just the same. Some have argued that the Obamacare has a non-discriminatory clause that is positive. Maybe that will survive the eventual collapse of Obamacare and the economics of it. But it's interesting, that clause, and we've talked to Tim Boland on and off the air about that, that if a state covers it or if a state allows it, that it has to be covered under the Obamacare mandate. So there may be some possibilities for a holistic medicine to be covered under that, but I would not subject myself to any federal mandate. That's just me. You know, I'm not into that. But if you feel it would help you, then fine. But the reality is, even people who are left leaning, you know, my buddy who was who connected me with the family that had the 12-year-old daughter, he's kind of left leaning, and I love him. He's a wonderful man. So I don't get into the politics and dig on people for that reason. But he was telling me off the air as well that Obamacare didn't help him. If anything, his rates skyrocketed. He was not pleased by it. He understood the concept of freedom and healing. He knows about holistic health care, and he realizes that even if Obamacare says you have to cover it, the reality is, how many states are actually allowing holistic health care, truly holistic health care, right? Not many. And even those that do, it's still a second tier system. This woman, Kim, says, I'm concerned for the many people I feel will get wrapped up in this poor healthcare system that is now harming so many people and bringing much misery to their lives with treatments that are very harmful to them. How do you feel about that? You talk about softball questions. How do I feel about that, Super Don?
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Robert?
Not digging it. No.
Not digging it.
Not digging it. Yeah, no, I mean, it hurts my heart, right? This is the kind of thing when I have that compassion and empathy for people in the way I've suffered in my life, I realize that these people through Obamacare, all Obamacare did for the most part was strengthen the stranglehold that they were losing on the American people, limiting them to any kind of medicine they want as long as it was allopathic. And as people were leaving, they inevitably had to have some kind of mandate. And you know who else is a moron? Who's the Chief Justice? Roberts?
Roberts.
Yeah. For, you know, twisting this in the wind to make sure it would be called constitutional.
Right.
You know, why would he do that? And of course, he was bought and sold. We talked about that on the air with Chris Barr. He had pharmaceutical conflicts of interest, and it was inevitable he was going to find a way to make it or deem it constitutional, which is not. But then again, if you understand the Constitution, if you really get the origins of this country, then you know no matter what, even if Obamacare is not repealed, it does not affect you. It does not impact you. There are so many ways that you can opt out. It's silly. It's ridiculous. And that's the final question from Kim here. And what are the best course of action to protect ourselves, our loved ones, family, friends, and neighbors? And I know it's a good question. I'm glad she asked. And that is, you know, if you're in that system, there are many ways to opt out, including going through religious organizations that provide some type of pooled coverage that's a little different. But there are even, you know, within, I saw something. I will have to find that and see if I can get it in the notes. But something from Tennessee, I think Michael Lotfi from the 10th Amendment Center had posted something about it. Somebody had said there were like 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 ways just in one state alone that you could opt out of Obamacare. And many of those ways didn't even require you to substantiate what you were claiming. So even if you're part of that system, there are ways to unplug from it. But my best suggestion, take it or leave it, is to opt out of the entire system, to withdraw your consent, because your consent is tantamount to consenting to forms of slavery. When they can mandate your participation in a form of medicine that is the number one, the leading killer in America, allopathic medicine, then you have consented to being enslaved to a chemo, not therapeutic, but chemotoxic system, pharmaceutical medicine in a sense. And that just to me is a fundamental violation of human rights, not just constitutional rights, which basically are not rights granted to you by the Constitution, but protected by the Constitution, enforced, if you will, by a government if it was abiding by that Constitution to not force you into things that you do not want to participate in. And there are so many ways that, you know, as we talk about the degradation of the American, the organic American Republic to a corporate United States that is beyond bankrupt, that is in receivership, and that makes you an artificial creation of the state, i.e. a corporation, which, by the way, a person, P-E-R-S-O-N, is defined in the tax code as a corporation or partnership. You're not a human being. There is no sovereignty involved in that. And if you dare use the word sovereignty, of course, the judges have been trained and these other organizations are training you, Homeland Security, to think, oh my gosh, they use the term sovereignty, which is the basis for, the American Republic, is now, you know, tantamount to being, you know, claiming you're a terrorist for wanting to live your own life, lead your own life, and not be bothered. And this is where we are today. And people, of course, say, well, you can't be sovereign. You can't do that because why? Well, you just can't. Because why? You just can't. Because everybody else is jumping off the cliff. You have to jump off the cliff, too. That's the argument.
What is the obvious sign of someone being brainwashed?
Mm-hmm.
That.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
Right. Right. Stop subjugating yourself. Stop asking for permission where none is required. So if you ask me what's the best way to protect your family, your friends, it's to withdraw. It's to withdraw consent. And stop begging. Stop looking to the politicians to fix something that they have no authority to create, much less fix, right? Withdraw, because they feed off of your participation. They feed off of your vote. And your vote, again, tantamount to consent, tacit permission to do what they do to you. Oh, but I voted against that. Well, you participated in the system. You legitimized the system. Oh, Robert, but you're telling me that the United States is not legitimate. Well, no, the corporate United States, the corporation known as the United States of America, is not the same as the de jure sovereign, if you will, nation that was founded by compact. So it's a whole other realm of learning, something that, again, the government schools will never allow you to know. Of course, they're promoting GMOs. So what more do you need? But even the private schools, for the most part, don't know this stuff. They're still eating the junk food. They're still eating the toxic hormone-infested food. That's why we spent the time in the first hour talking about food the way we did with Dr. King, helping you to undo the damage, helping you to see clearly, because it's not just the body that's corrupted. It's your mind. It's your spirit. And we want to uncorrupt that. So with that, we're going to take a break. Christopher Barr is coming up. We're going to talk whole food nutrition, really cool stories of recovery from cancer, why whole food nutrition is indeed able to do what it can do, and the synthetic stuff will not. Plus another question of the day coming up. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Joined now by my good friend and fellow healing revolutionary, his name, Christopher Barr. He's not a doc. He's better, in my opinion, anyway. And he definitely rocks the health world with us whenever he comes by. And listen, Chris, I'm so glad you're back with me. There's a lot of whole food nutrition to discuss.
Yes, and things are going great and better than ever. So, yeah, real excited, very excited to see how people are benefiting as the word on whole food nutrition continues to grow.
Yes. I want to tell you a story, and we've talked off the air about this, but I don't know if I've mentioned this on the air, a couple of months back where I had a friend that I found out was in the hospital with severe acute pancreatitis, right? Now, I know this person, he eats fairly well, but under incredible stress. I mean, burning the candle on both ends is an understatement. And, you know, he had been under the care of holistically minded doctors, nice folks. But as I've said, doctors, if they're doctors, are mostly handicapped by their training, even if they're holistic, with very rare exception, do they ever really get released from it. And so I got through all of this, and I put him on the, 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium three times a day. I said even a fourth one, because obviously the pancreas was involved. And I said, you need to increase your selenium from a measly 50 to 100 micrograms upwards of 800 to 1,000 micrograms, which was shocking to him at first. But he did it, and within a week was almost asymptomatic. And you know, now a couple of months later, he's still, even though he's under tremendous stress, doing fantastically.
Yes, well, you know, I know you know, but for some of the listeners may not, anything with itis at the end, that's for inflammation. Pancreatitis is inflamed pancreas, you know. So selenium is a very potent anti-inflammatory. Also with pancreatitis, as with most of the itis conditions, you're often dealing with infection. Well, selenium boosts the immune system. With pancreatitis, you always have immune deficiency. Well, selenium boosts the immune system dramatically. So, yeah, it's really kind of a no-brainer. I like when you first told me about it that you, I think you said, I just took a page out of the Chris Barr handbook at a Not a Doc.
Yes, exactly.
And, again, since it's pancreas, well, that's chromium related.
Right.
So, yes, absolutely. I'm one for one with pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have Nicholas Gonzalez's record. I don't have his exposure. But I do have one case of a woman in her 80s. And, they told her she had pancreatic cancer. And, of course, that there's hardly any cancer more aggressive or lethal. You know, I think some of the, like ALL and CLL, the acute lymphocytic leukemia, might rival it, but pretty much, pancreatic cancer, that's like number one with a bullet, literally kills
you.
Yes. And, so she got on my, protocol with, 1,000 micrograms of selenium, splitting things up four times a day, morning, noon, evening, bedtime, with 100 micrograms of chromium, 250 micrograms of selenium, and, 3 Alpha Health product silica,
mm-hmm.
drinking a cup of canned jet tea four times a day. Well, it's been 5 years now that she's been cancer-free. The doctors were amazed. So I'm one for one with pancreatic cancer. And, they told her about chemotherapy and some radiation to extend her life. But they didn't really want to do the radiation because of her age. But they were willing to poison her with chemotherapy. So go figure that one out.
Did they actually do the chemo, or did they decide not to and just did the supplementation?
They wanted to, and she told them no. I've actually been taking care of her whole family, her daughter and her granddaughters and their babies, and it's funny. Her daughter has been recording my own local broadcast for years, and she's categorizing. She has better records of my broadcast than I have.
I love it when you get supporters like that, that we need all the help we can get on that front.
So she's compiled a book by subject, so her daughters will call her up, Mom, her grandson or granddaughter has this or that. What do I do? What does Chris Barr say? And she'll say, well, let me look it up.
And that's great.
So this little 5-foot-tall, 95-pound woman came running across the parking lot a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
screaming or screeching.
Wait, hold that thought. We got a cliffhanger. What was she screaming and screeching? We're going to find out on the other side of this break with Chris Barr. All the links are up, including the notadoc.org. Great information on whole food. That is right, whole food supplementation. We'll get more into that for those of you that are new to this concept. Stick around.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're in the midst of a cliffhanger. Chris Barr is telling us a little old lady, if I could say 95 pounds, running across the parking lot, screaming and yelling. What did you do wrong, Chris? Was she really mad at you?
Well, she yelled, I have to hug the man who's taking care of my family's health and save my life. And, so that was just really sweet, precious, cute.
Mm-hmm.
And, especially this 80-year-old, well, 83 or 84 at that point.
Yeah.
Just screeching in an open parking lot in a shopping center as she was running across the parking lot.
So, that's cute.
Because I hadn't seen her for a couple of years. So, and just sharing with me again the details of, you know, what had happened with her. And, you know, her her grandchildren are having babies, and they're having the best pregnancies that they've ever had following my pregnancy protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, wow, this is so much better than our previous pregnancy with both of her granddaughters, the children that they've had.
Right. Of course, so, the pregnancy protocol would include the use of the GTF chromium. And it seems that, all of the science, out there that's supporting this, it's very rarely referenced, much less utilized, you know, by the dietary supplement industry, much less those that are in the so-called medical scientific fields, like the whole March of Dimes. We want to protect from birth defects. And I don't know that have they ever mentioned, whole food chromium as a real way to protect chromosomal integrity of the developing baby?
It has never been mentioned in any, birth sense in any official source or even nutritional source. I have a very unique, pregnancy protocol that nobody in nutrition or medicine uses. And yet chromium is the single most important nutrient for pregnancy of all. It maintains genetic integrity.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the first elements to pass the placental barrier in mass. And the cause of the vast majority of all birth defects is chromium deficiency. Chromium maintains genetic integrity, so in the absence of it, you have no maintenance of genetic integrity. You know, in the last 10 years, there have been several breakthrough studies in medical journals. The first one noted that people that are diabetic, who have children, have the highest rate of birth defects in their children. Well, of course, that's a chromium deficiency. Then they looked further and found, oh, even those who have elevated, or those who have gestational diabetes, have the second highest rate of birth defects. And then they did further study a few years ago and found even women with elevated blood sugar levels, not sufficient to be called gestational diabetes, but just higher than normal, had a higher amount of birth defects than women who had their blood sugars under control.
Chris, well, can I ask you how you came across this information? Because I've seen it as well in reality, the reversals of gestational diabetes, prevention of it, as well as other forms of the, you know, they call it type 2. I've been dealing with this for many years since we connected all those years ago with great success. Where did this originate, this discovery on your part, you know, where you went, aha, you know, that moment?
Well, there was it's like a $400 textbook. I don't even know if it's still in print, but it was a university textbook on nutrition. It's like, you know, two volumes, 1200 pages in each volume. The most, complete volume I've ever seen on nutrition. And under it, it had several pages on chromium, more than most health, you know, people have in their books on chromium.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a notation in there, about a paragraph or two paragraphs long on the necessity of the mineral chromium for maintenance of genetic integrity. So that was back, oh, in the early 80s when I came across that. You know, I still reference that particular textbook fairly frequently because it's so thorough and has so much documentation, and yet it's virtually unknown. In fact, I frankly don't even remember the name of it right now, but
wow.
It's in my library.
But, yeah, that's seemingly one of those nutritional secrets, if you will, that very few know about, and you tend to specialize in that, although it's not from lack of trying that you're trying to, you know, tell everybody, as we try to do as well, but yet it often falls on deaf ears because those that are looking for complex explanations or complex recovery protocols, they're disappointed with the simplicity of this.
Well, I just walked into my library, and I don't know why I couldn't remember this. It's easy. It's Foods and Nutrition Encyclopedia, and it's a two-volume textbook. So, which, you know, you won't find it at the health food store. You likely won't find it even in a library. You know, it's by Ensminger, Colaho, and Rosson. I've got volume 2 in my hands here. And it's more than 2,400 pages long.
So. Right. Although the science may be complex, Chris, you know what I'm getting at with the simplicity of recovery protocol? You know, I like people with high-level degrees, as I call them, degrees, often look and try to make things more complicated than they need to be, partly maybe because it elevates their stature, but also from a medical perspective, it means that the average person can't do it without them. And we like, at least I think, I do, yeah, we like to bring the power to heal back to the people where it belongs.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, yeah, that's where I found that more than 30 years ago and just incorporated a pregnancy protocol. The number one item is chromium. The number two item is silicon, Alpha Health product silica. None of my pregnant ladies ever have varicose veins. They never have aching teeth. They never have the aches and pains in the bones and the muscle spasms. Those are all silicon issues.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that was discovered in European studies back in the 1950s, that silicon is vital for the developing fetal skeleton.
Sure.
So number one is chromium. Number two is silicon. Number three is magnesium. Number four is the vitamin called B6, and number five is folic acid. Well, pretty much everybody knows folic acid for pregnancy,
right,
for neural tube defects, but that's actually number five on the list of importance, so they don't even know the top four.
Well, and aren't you typically recommending the folate form and actually a food form versus a, you know, sort of an altered form?
Exactly, because that's also important. We're seeing a tremendous increase in children's asthma in the last 20 years, much greater than ever before. And that's been tied in a study about 10 years ago to the use of folic acid. That folate doesn't cause that issue, but the folic acid, which was dramatically increased to prevent neural tube defects, also brought with it a dramatic upsurge in infant and young toddler asthma. So it's directly tied to using the wrong form of folate, which is folic acid.
Right. Well, Chris, I want to go back to a cancer case in just a moment, but you mentioned the silicon again, especially for varicosities. We've talked extensively over the years about this as well, about silicon, the critical aspect of it, of its role in playing strengthening of connective tissue everywhere. And then, of course, that includes the vascular system, elasticity, strength, etc. But people are often confused about the forms of silica. Many people like the liquid forms, and you see that dominate the marketplace. You recommend a tableted form that I've used as well from Alta for years. What is the advantage of that form over the liquid form, if there is one?
Well, the liquid forms are usually liquefied crystals, and crystal is an inert form of silicon. It's just the wrong form. The body doesn't utilize it very well. Some people crush up crystals or crystalline forms of silicon and put it into a capsule. Some of them liquefy it. But it's just, frankly, the wrong form. So there are some who will get some benefit from it, but there are none who will benefit anywhere near as well as if they take the Alta Health product. It has nothing to do with tablet versus or solid versus liquid. It has to do with the form of silicon. You know, one of the biggest, in fact, I think the biggest seller in the marketplace is actually from a guy who used to write against the form of silicon in Alta Health products openly and has gotten all kinds of credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say how this type that he utilizes, Giro is the guy's name.
Right.
And he would say this is the form, and he would cite studies done by Edith Carlisle from UCLA, and all the studies that he cited from Dr. Edith Carlisle were using Alta Health product silica.
Oh, my.
That's the only silica that she used in all of her studies at UCLA.
Yes.
You know, throughout the 70s until 2000.
Right.
You know, so that kind of dishonesty that's far too prevalent. And then so people say, oh, look, he said that's the wrong form. This is the right form. Well, he lied.
Okay.
All you have to do is look up his reference and find that out.
Well, and we talk about the right form being a food form. And if you take a tea like from horsetail extract, I don't know if you can drink enough, but somehow it's concentrated in tablet form to get sufficient quantities.
Well, the key to Alta's is it actually is from a liquid. They actually make tea from the horsetail grass, because some people learn about silicon, so they start taking horsetail grass. Well, horsetail grass actually has an enzyme, thiaminase, which means it breaks down thiamine, which is vitamin B1, which is necessary for muscle and nerve function. So that's not a good thing. It also contains small amounts of quartz glass, which is not good for your intestinal tract either. Some of this, it's so concentrated in silicon that some of it actually forms into a quartz-like crystal. Well, by making a tea, that dissolves the crystalline and it eliminates the thiaminase. So what Alta has done is made a 5-to-1 concentrated extract. So you'd have to drink 5 cups of tea to get the amount of silicon in one tablet of Alta Health Product Silica, but then you would get the bad aspects, the thiaminase and the quartz.
Right.
So in any way you want to look at it, Alta Health Product Silicon or silica is the premier silica and always has been. You know, so when people get a hold of that, the right form, and use it the right way, you know, they always find this is amazing for, you know, cardiovascular health, for bone, for joint strength, ligaments, cartilage.
Well, I could go on and on, too, Chris, about stories, including the famous one of my mom who was told she was going osteoporotic. And we put her on the high dose 12 a day, if you will, 3-4 times a day of the silicon. And she reversed it in a matter of about a month and went back for another bone scan. That's how rapid she responded. So we're going to take a break here. We've got another segment wrapping up into the weekend, and so glad Chris Barr is with us. Notadoc.org. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbelt.com. We'll tell you where you can get the silica, and we also have a question of the day related to cancer. So stick around. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore, don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, wrapping it up with Chris Barr, a special shout out and thanks once again to Dr. Frank King. All of the notes are linked up. You can learn about them at robertscottbell.com. Now, Chris, that was phenomenal the way you described the silica, the 5-to-1 concentrated form. I appreciate you doing that. People are going to want to know where to get the silica. We get it from our friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Thanks to my good friend Chris as well. We have great information in Unlock the Power to Heal. And, of course, Chris also has a book full-on on chromium and selenium available from Jonathan at Choose to Be Healthy. Now, Chris, are you up for a question of the day?
Sure. Let's go for it.
Okay. This is from Mary. She says, hi, I'm a 14-year rectal cancer survivor. Yes, she had chemo, radiation, and surgery. Second round of chemo almost killed her, she says, in 2 days. While recovering, she had a stroke, brain bleed, 3 clots. She recovered from that. That was all at the age of 43. She has a lot of leftover side effects from the treatment, obviously. And now she may have an autoimmune liver disease. This is an absolute mess, and it's compounded, in my opinion, Chris, her original problem with cancer. But she's, you know, wondering what can she do now to rebuild? Are there doctors that can support her in her recovery? What does she do?
Well, what she needs to do is what she should have done in the first place with the cancer. The keys to cancer are, first of all, antioxidants, of which no antioxidant is more all-inclusive and powerful than selenium. No selenium is more powerful than innate response whole food selenium. That was verified by an independent expert that examined every selenium in the marketplace and found it to be more than 100 times as bioavailable as selenium thionine, the current darling of the industry,
mm-hmm.
and more than 300 times bioavailable as sodium selenite. Well, it just so happens that selenium was discovered to be an essential nutrient in liver studies. Yes, it's a liver-specific nutrient. So the key to cancer is a lack of selenium. Not dealing with that when she had all that treatment, well, it's no surprise she has liver issues and
right.
autoimmune function, since selenium is necessary for the immune system to be healthy. Also, chromium is an important part of the cancer protocol. Well, chromium is also a liver-specific nutrient. So all of the things that she should have done initially that weren't done have continued to be a problem, because if they weren't addressed, well, the selenium deficiency has only gotten worse. The chromium deficiency has only gotten worse. The silicon deficiency, necessary for structural mm-hmm. integrity, and also a key to autoimmune issues, is silicon for the nervous system, for the immune system, and for structural integrity. Those are all keys to an anti-cancer protocol. And since she didn't use those when she had cancer, it's no surprise she has more selenium, chromium, and silicon issues,
right.
autoimmune issues, and liver issues. So she really should do the cancer protocol now that she didn't do before, because she's suffering from deeper effects
of the treatment,
the cancer
yeah.
that they artificially,
yeah.
at least were able to successfully take care of for her.
Right. So if she wants to read more specifically of the quote-unquote cancer protocol, is it in your selenium book that is more a blown-out version of all the things that you've talked about?
Yes, it is. It's covered in full in the selenium One Cancer Answer, 100 years and counting.
Well, Mary, like I said, we've got some of that information in Unlock the Power to Heal, but I would like for you to get the full booklet from Chris. You can get it at Jonathan's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And, of course, the liver is everything. And I came to this from homeopathy. The things that Chris and I have done and I've learned from Chris, I've integrated with great effect. Homeopathically supporting the liver. There's a chemo cleanse from our good friend Dr. Frank King that helps to mobilize the defenses to pull out the toxic poisons that the doctors have added to your burden. And undoing all of that is going to be super, super critical. So, listen, all of this matters, but it's hard enough to overcome some of these folks, the cancers, but when they have to, or when they choose out of fear and pressure, peer pressure and et cetera, these oncological integration, invasive therapies, they've compounded their initial problem.
Yes, and even if you look into the medical journals, they have numerous studies on the effects of chemotherapy with added selenium versus without selenium.
Yes.
And all of the studies always show they get better results with chemotherapy with selenium
right.
than they do chemotherapy by itself.
All right, Chris, I apologize. We were right out of time. It goes so fast with you, but what a great way to head into the holiday weekend, because every day is a holy day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Chris, I appreciate you so much.
thanks for having me on to share more for people to learn how to help themselves.
All right. Tell your friends, like I'm telling you, the God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.